In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Gospel from Luke offers a difficult challenge. Jesus commands us, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. Maybe it's only me, but isn't it very difficult loving someone who doesn't even like you? Oh, how do I love that high school classmate who gave me a bloody nose on the playground? How do you love the mean co-worker who gossips about you and says all kinds of evil things about you? How do you love your boss who is constantly degrading and talking down to you? And do I have to love that neighbor who does not even speak to me? Yes, yes, and yes. That's what Jesus' answer is in today's gospel. Listen again to what Jesus is saying in the Gospel of Matthew. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven. Yes, my friends, Jesus commands us to love the classmate, the co-worker, the boss, neighbor, and anyone else who might mistreat, abuse, hate, or curse us. And to really understand what love is, we must go back to the scriptures. The apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. That's what love is. You see, all of us understand why we should love family, because as my mother-in-law, Luna of blessed memory, used to tell me, he said, John, they are blood. And we are to love our friends also, because as the late Whitney Houston once told us, we can always count on them. But Deacon, why should I love those who hate me and consider me an enemy? You want to ask me? Well, first of all, as Christians, we do not have enemies. Now, some people may not like me or you, but they are not enemies. In fact, they might consider you and me to be their enemies. Now, you can call them haters because they are filled with hatred and do things to hurt you and me. Back in the days of slavery, lots of people didn't like people of color and mistreated them. Earlier this month, by the way, we watched in disbelief and disgust as Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring acknowledged wearing blackface in the 1980s. That grotesque revelation was like opening old wounds of hate, because wearing blackface, my friends, like the Ku Klux Klan, are shameful reminders of the hateful, hurtful mistreatment of people of color during slavery. And as Bishop Stokes recently wrote, there are further examples among too many that racism, the original sin of the United States, continues to plague us as a nation with its ongoing consequences of poverty, income disparity, unequal access to decent housing, educational disparities, police brutality, injustices, and mass incarceration, to name a few. But as Christians, we must not be bitter and turn to hatred, because Jesus has taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. The measure of love and the message of love has been preached throughout history by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and other civil rights leaders whom we remembered during the Black History Month that ends this week. Throughout the civil rights movement, people who were beaten and mistreated didn't resent or resort to hate, but instead they heeded the advice of Reverend King for non-violent protests. That's the message of love that Jesus is teaching us today. And we find it also in the collect for today, the seventh Sunday after Epiphany. We are also told that love is the true bond of peace and all virtue. And without it, whoever lives is accounted dead before God. And in the psalm for today, the psalmist encourages us with these words: do not fret yourself because of evildoers. Do not be jealous of those who do wrong, for they shall soon wither like the grass, and like the green grass fade away. Put your trust in the Lord, the psalmist tells us, and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on its riches. Again, do not fret yourself over the one who prospers, the one who succeeds in evil schemes. Refrain from anger, the psalmist tells us. Refrain from anger. Leave rage alone. Do not fret yourself. It leads only to evil. My friends, contrary to what society teaches us, we are to love even those who hate us and those who hurt us. As Christians, we are to bless even those who insult us. Now, the truth is, many people don't care what comes from their mouths. But we, as believers, have to be conscious of what comes out of our mouths. The writer of the first book of Peter tells us that when a person insults you, you should not insult them back. Instead, you are to respond with a blessing. If you really want to surprise the hater, next time someone insults you, just smile back and say, God bless you. Then watch and see the confused expression on that person's face. And by doing that, you will inherit a blessing, we are told in Scripture. But how exactly do we bless those who speak evil towards us or those who try to degrade us? We bless them by speaking good or well of them. Behind our backs, many people will tear down our character. But behind their backs, we must speak kind words about them. You see, kindness is the ability to love people more than they really deserve. You see, the word love is an action word. Love can be shown through physical action. When we do good things for people, even those who hate us. And the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Roman church, encouraged believers to feed even those who don't like you. And if they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Somewhere I read that you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. What Paul is saying is that when you do good to those who hate you, they just might become ashamed of how they have treated you and turn from their sins. When that happens, we praise God. We give God thanks. Even if they don't stop hating you, know that you have done your part and that God is well pleased. Finally, we can love by praying for those who despitefully use and persecute us. People don't always have to have a reason to be abusive towards you. Sometimes they just seek to harm and humiliate others just for the fun of it. These are the type of people we call bullies. But these are also the type of people that Jesus told us to love. He says in today's scripture, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. May God's name be praised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.